It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Next fall, a new statewide teacher evaluation system will go into effect. Teacher evaluations will be tied to schools' test scores. However, if you're interested in how your child's school is doing, my next guest has created an interactive tool to answer this question. Post-Gazette reporter Andrew McGill created this program allowing parents to track their child's progress. Andrew McGill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, want to join the conversation, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh. What is the How is your school doing assessment?
Well, let me lay it out for you. Basically, every year, the state releases this big data dump of around 70,000 lines of scores for different demographics in schools across the state. And usually newspapers just publish this in big tables, in the A section on Sunday. But there's always a lot of data that's left behind. So what I tried to do here is make a tool that lets parents access the really small points of data, how individual demographics are doing. And basically what it does is it says, give me your kids, grade, what group they're a part of, white, black, male, female, and what school they're at. And it will tell you exactly how that demographic stacks up to the other demographics in that school and other schools in your district and other schools in the state.
So why did you create this?
Well, again, I think it's an access issue. We normally only publish a small percentage of the data the state makes available, and it's not usually tailored for an individual parent. But the state does release that information. So I wanted to make a tool that parents could specifically find their own narrative. They could put in their kids' information as granular as it is and find their individual story within their district and then be able to take that and make decisions about how their district is doing based on it.
What's the reaction been so far from parents and schools?
It's been positive. I think school test scores are always, or at least for the near future, will be somewhat of a controversial issue. But we've had schools link to the tool on their websites. We've had emails from parents thanking us for the tool, offering some usability suggestions, which is always helpful. And on the whole, it seems like people are glad to have this information be more readily available. On the other hand, we have had some parents raise the issue of, school scores aren't everything. My child is more than just a score, and there's more to a school than just scores. But on the whole, it seems like people are making good use of it.
Again, our number, 412-246-2002. What do you think of Andrew McGill's idea and how it measures the effectiveness of schools in the How is Your School Doing assessment? Is this a good way forward? 412-246-2002, the number to call, 412-246-2002. And our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. Probably have a lot of people or more school-related professionals and students listening today, with school having been canceled in the Pittsburgh area due to the weather situation. Because this, Andrew, breaks some of the data down by race and gender, is there a concern that it might be seen as discriminatory?
I don't think so. I think it addresses a simple reality that there are inequalities across the races and the genders and the income levels in Pennsylvania in public school. At my alma mater near Philadelphia, Cheltenham Township, we had a relatively large performance gap between white and black students, and ranking one of the top students in the state for white students and only middling for black. I think that it's an important issue to look into, armed with data, and that's what I'm trying to give here. Again, it's a simple fact that if you are a black student at many of the schools across Pennsylvania, your scores on the whole are worse than the white student sitting next to you. And I think if parents are going to address this fact with their school directors and their superintendents, they have to know the facts first.
Are we starting to get an idea for why that is? Because this is a problem that America has been trying to solve for close to a half a century now, ever since somebody finally came to the conclusion that separate is not equal, the gap has been – there have been attempts to try to bridge that gap, and yet we don't seem to have made much of a dent in it, at least from the statistics you're telling us.
Well, I think there's a difference between there being a gap and there being poor scores. We have seen an overall improvement in a number of scores across many districts over the past 10 years, largely because districts have to improve under No Child Left Behind. As for a persistent gap, that's a tougher question than someone like me to answer. I think that it delves into issues of economics and poverty and property values more than just race. I believe there are some studies out there showing that it's more of a factor of how much income a community has versus the color of your skin as to how well you perform in school. But it certainly is an issue that isn't going away. And again, I don't think the solution is to pretend it's not there. You want to go in with the numbers and say, these are the problem areas, and here's the districts that are performing better with this kind of gap, and how can we emulate them?
We're talking with Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Andrew McGill, who created a program allowing parents to track their child's progress. What usability suggestions were made?
It actually was funny. There's kind of a dizzying amount of information you can get from these scores, and we tried to pare it down as much as possible. But we found that parents frequently wanted to check other schools and other demographics and other grade levels, and they mostly wanted a reset button to be able to go back to the top and do that quickly. We tried to make it very clear what each piece of data meant. So if we're going to put a list out there saying, here's the demographics in your school, here's the scores for each one, and we highlight them in certain ways, we were very explicit in saying green means they're performing better than your selected group. Red means they're performing worst. And here's the data points that aren't included. We really tried to leave no stone unturned, and parents appreciated that, but they always had a few more suggestions how to make it a little more explicit what they were looking at on the screen.
412-246-2002, the number to call. We have Justin calling in from Greensburg. Justin, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. I wanted to start by saying that I think that there is no way that having more information could possibly be a bad thing. I think the tool is spectacular, and I'm glad that people are using it to find more about their children and their local school districts. The concern that I have is I'm starting to see more and more, and I'm sure other teachers are as well, that having that data immediately available for the districts and the parents, as well as the State Board of Education and all the funding that comes with all of that, that there's starting to be more of a push for solutions that have a tendency to be very short-sighted, that we need to fix the scores by next year instead of trying to find exactly where the district can improve in general and working on those problems as a long-term goal rather than before the scores come out the next year.
So what about what Justin is saying, and do we need to allow more time for this to be addressed?
That's a good question. I think, first off, scores will never tell the full story of what's happening in a school. When we were making this tool, we wrestled with the perception that we might be saying that they are. We're not. Obviously, there's much more to a school. And I think this is just one tool in the toolbox parents should have in evaluating how they're doing. In terms of school scores and adequate yearly progress and how the state measures how a school is doing, we certainly are in a pattern right now where if a district doesn't make adequate yearly progress, and that's a benchmark that the state puts down to say they're doing okay score-wise, they kind of go into red alert mode and immediately bump up reading classes and so on to address the issue. And that's the kind of political climate of our educational system right now. Personally, I'm not going to weigh in on it, but I think that school scores right now are the most objective statewide piece of information we have to work with. There's no statewide database for how much art education kids get, or how many minutes they spend on the playground, which are all important factors as well. You know, it's the reality of our school system right now that we are dealing with scores, and I think it's up to parents to talk to their superintendents and their legislators if they want to change that.
And I think you've outlined a lot of your feelings about this or your thoughts about this in your answer just now. But what do you say to people who suggest, as many are, that there should be a way to evaluate schools based on a wider scope of metrics, reading, math, science, athletics, and arts, technology, student activities, all of those things?
Well, I think they'd be great. You know, the PSSAs, first off, are more than just reading and math. There's also a science PSSA. I believe there's a writing PSSA. And those scores don't currently count towards a school's performance as it's measured by the state. But those are more test scores, obviously. You know, right now, we don't have, again, the statewide measures for these kind of intangibles. We rely a lot on, you know, school testimonials for how students enjoy school, or we rely a lot on, honestly, you know, the best schools in the city magazine features that they run in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. We haven't really found a way yet to quantify those intangibles, and I think that that's going to be a political priority if parents make it a political priority and schools make it a political priority. As of now, I don't see it, and mostly it seems that the teachers are making it a political priority.
We're talking with Post-Gazette reporter Andrew McGill, who created a program allowing parents to track their child's progress and to look at how a school is doing in the How Is Your School Doing assessment. Do you see this database having uses for others beyond school systems? For example, do you think realtors would use it to help sell homes in neighborhoods with better schools?
Sure, I hope so. I hope that it finds use beyond just a single parent looking up how their child's group is doing. And one point I do want to make clear is that we have no way to track how an individual student is doing. I don't have a statewide list of how your child in particular scored. We're looking at demographic groups. We're looking at how all of the white children in a school in grade 3 performed. But I do think that it's a decent measure in showing how communities stack up against each other for specific demographics. So if you're the parent of a black child and you can look up a school district that you're considering moving into and you say, okay, actually a school district the next county over is performing much better. Maybe I should take a look there. I'd hope you'd be able to do that. And we're thinking about how we can expand the tool at some point to be a little more exploratory. Right now it's very parent-driven. You put in your kids' information, you get an answer. I think there's room to say, okay, what is the best school in terms of scores in this county for a specific demographic, and what's the best school for a certain mix I'm looking for. And that comes as we look further into the data.
I mentioned that next fall a new statewide teacher evaluation system is going into effect. Teacher evaluations will be tied to school test scores. How do you see this going over?
Well, it will be interesting to say the least, and I know that you know, we have a push statewide again for more testing with the Keystone exams and so on. I don't have my finger strictly on the pulse of that right now. I'm not sure how the teachers' unions are responding. I can't imagine it's welcomed by them. But I'll be interested to see if this becomes a political issue in the next governor election.
Shauna D'Alessandro, vice president of the West Jefferson Hills School District and a board member of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association and the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, was quoted in the Post-Gazette as saying 15% of a teacher's evaluation is based on factors over which many of these teachers have absolutely no control. So is this fair to teachers?
Well, that's a question for a higher pay grade than me. I think that, again, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into poor test scores. And again, back in Cheltenham Township, I remember a conversation with a former superintendent where he said, you know, it's even as simple as how a parent talks to a child. can affect a test score years down the road. So, you know, performance isn't all in the hands of teachers. I think that the state is just looking for a way to get their hands around exactly how well each teacher's doing. And sometimes that tends to look just at test scores.
Does it take, as some have said, a village to raise a child, to educate a child?
Well, I think a school is sort of a village. And again, I'm hoping again that people will use this tool to go to their representatives and go to their superintendents and say, okay, you're not serving my child as I'd like, and let's change that together.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Andrew McGill joining us here in Studio A. Andrew, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Essential Pittsburgh will continue after this break on 90.5 WESA.